Let's talk now about some other mammals, the biggest ones in the world, whales. Their size presents scientists with some big challenges, like trying to collect biological samples when they're in their ocean habitat. My colleague here at WGBH, Craig LaMolt, found out about a new tool that could help.
All right, let me just turn the camera on.
Ian Kerr squints in the sun as he fiddles with a small camera mounted to the bottom of what looks like a remote control helicopter with four small propellers.
And then the GPS just has to calibrate here.
He's standing on a dock in Gloucester Harbor. His white T-shirt and red baseball hat sport the words Ocean Alliance, the conservation group he's president of. He wipes the camera with his T-shirt.
A very expensive lens cleaner here.
He's got the energy of a kid messing around with a new toy, but the small drone he's holding is actually a tool for collecting scientific samples from whales.
We want to actually collect physical data, DNA, viruses, bacteria, pregnancy hormones, stress hormones, without the whale even knowing it. So we fly a little drone above the whale, about 12 feet above the whale. The whale exhaled. It's called exhaled breath condensate. We like to think of it as snot. And it just gets all over our snot collector on the bottom of our drone. And the drone flies back to wherever we are, giving us this priceless data.
An innovative research tool like this deserves an equally impressive name. And it has one.
Snotbot.
Yes, Snotbot. For now, they don't have the license necessary to try Snotbot out on actual whales in U.S. waters, so they've outfitted a small inflatable pontoon boat with a simulated whale spout.
And it's really just like a potato gun that's going to shoot water up into the air.
Of course, the boat and spout have impressive names, too.
So today we'll be using Snot Yacht and Snot Shot to give us a test.
Kerr grabs the remote control.
All right, here we go.
The drone lifts straight up and hovers overhead. Kerr watches a monitor that's showing him a live video feed from its camera.
Okay, camera's tilted down now, so I'm looking at the camera. Here's Snot Yacht coming into frame. Okay, I would say, Snot Yacht, whenever you're ready, fire. There we go. Plenty of snot on the camera.
After a successful test, he maneuvers Snotbot back down towards the dock and into the hands of a waiting assistant.
Okay, drone captured.
Until now, if researchers wanted to get a biological sample from a whale, they had to shoot it with a dart, which can stress the animal.
In this case, we're hoping to collect data without the animal knowing, and it's cheaper, it's safer for the humans, it's safer for the animal, and we are getting a priceless treasure trove of data.
Kerr followed an unusual path to his job collecting that unusual treasure. About 30 years ago, he was a high school teacher in England when he went on a trip.
I was actually hitchhiking around Argentina with two of my friends, and one of them knew of this whale camp.
The whale camp was the research station of Roger Payne, the famous marine biologist who, with his wife, was the first to record the songs of humpback whales. Kerr had a taste for adventure, as well as a captain's license.
And he said he was looking for somebody to take a boat to the Galapagos who had a license, but who didn't need to get paid.
Of course, Kerr jumped at that. Payne later went on to found Ocean Alliance, the conservation group that Kerr is now president of. The group's hoping to take Snotbot on expeditions off Alaska, Mexico, and Argentina, and has begun a Kickstarter campaign to raise money online. Kerr says what's happening with whales, especially what's stressing them, is crucial right now because they're under so many threats.
We've got ship strikes, we've got entanglement in nets, we've got what we call acoustic bleaching that's coming from sound that humanity's putting in the ocean because we've got freighters going everywhere.
All that noise fouls up the ability of the whales to communicate over long distances. Kerr says whales are also a barometer for the health of the ocean.
You know, these are an animal at the top of the food chain, so you get bioamplification of these poisonous substances, you know, and then actually we've got habitat loss through climate change or through ocean acidification.
And even though what they're learning may not be great news, Kerr's optimistic the research they're doing might help make a difference. For the world, I'm Craig LaMolt.
You can see how the Snotbot works. There's video at PRI.org. This is The World.